Dear Karen, if you're reading this, it means I actually worked up the courage to mail it. So good for me. You don't know me very well, but if you get me started, I have a tendency to go on and on about how hard the writing is for me. But this is the hardest thing I've ever had to write. There's no easy way to say this, so I'll just say it. I met someone. It was an accident. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't on the make. It was a perfect storm. She said one thing, I said another. Next thing I knew, I wanted to spend the rest of my life in the middle of that conversation. Now there's this feeling in my gut. She might be the one. She's completely nuts in a way that makes me smile, highly neurotic. A great deal of maintenance required. She is you, Karen. That's the good news. The bad is that I don't know how to be with you right now. And that scares the shit out of me. Because if I'm not with you right now, I have this feeling we'll get lost out there. It's a big, bad world full of twists and turns. And people have a way of blinking and missing the moment. The moment that could have changed everything. I don't know what's going on with us. And I can't tell you why you should waste a leap of faith on the likes of me. But damn, you smell good. Like home. And you make excellent coffee. That's got to count for something, right? Call me. I'm faithfully yours. Hank Moody.
feeling you never outgrow. Look at it, man. Can't you feel it? Can't you see it?
My dear, beautiful daughter, I'm writing you a letter. That's right, a good old-fashioned letter. It's a lost art, really. Like hand jobs. Shit. I have a confession to make. I didn't like you very much at first. You were just this annoying little blob. You smelled nice, most of the time. But you didn't seem to have much interest in me, which I, of course, found vaguely insulting. It was just you and your mom against the world. Funny how some things never change. So I cruised along, doing my thing, acting the fool, not really understanding how being a parent changes you. And I don't remember the exact moment everything changed. I just know that it did. One minute I was impenetrable. Nothing could touch me. The next, my heart was somehow beating outside my chest, exposed to the elements. Loving you has been the most profound, intense, painful experience of my life. In fact, it's been almost too much to bear. As your father, I made a silent vow to protect you from the world, never realizing I was the one who would end up hurting you the most. When I flash forward, my heart breaks, mostly because I can't imagine you speaking of me with any sort of pride. How could you? Your father is a child in a man's body. He cares for nothing and everything at the same time. Noble in thought, weak in action. Something has to change. Something has to give. It's getting dark. Too dark to see.